8. Secular totalitarianism. But even after materialism and mechanism have been more or less vanquished, the devastating influence of 20th-century secularism will still blight the spiritual experience of millions of unsuspecting souls. Modern secularism has been fostered by two worldwide influences. The father of secularism was the narrow-minded and godless attitude of 19th and 20th century so-called science, atheistic science. The mother of modern secularism was the totalitarian medieval Christian Church. Secularism had its inception as a rising protest against the almost complete domination of Western civilization by the institutionalized Christian Church. At the time of this revelation, the prevailing intellectual and philosophical climate of both European and American life is decidedly secular, humanistic. For 300 years, Western thinking has been progressively secularized. Religion has become more and more a nominal influence, largely a ritualistic exercise. The majority of professed Christians of Western civilization are unwittingly actual secularists. It required a great power, a mighty influence, to free the thinking and living of the Western peoples from the withering grasp of a totalitarian ecclesiastical domination. Secularism did break the bonds of church control, and now in turn it threatens to establish a new and godless type of mastery over the hearts and minds of modern man. The tyrannical and dictatorial political state is the direct offspring of scientific materialism and philosophic secularism. Secularism no sooner frees man from the domination of the institutionalized church than it sells him into slavish bondage to the totalitarian state. Secularism frees man from ecclesiastical slavery only to betray him into the tyranny of political and economic slavery. Materialism denies God. Secularism simply ignores him. At least that was the earlier attitude. More recently, secularism has assumed a more militant attitude, assuming to take the place of the religion whose totalitarian bondage it one time resisted. 20th-century secularism tends to affirm that man does not need God. But beware, this godless philosophy of human society will lead only to unrest, animosity, unhappiness, war, and worldwide disaster. Secularism can never bring peace to mankind. Nothing can take the place of God in human society. But mark you well, do not be quick to surrender the beneficent gains of the secular revolt from ecclesiastical totalitarianism. Western civilization today enjoys many liberties and satisfactions as a result of the secular revolt. The great mistake of secularism was this. In revolting against the almost total control of life by religious authority, and after attaining the liberation from such ecclesiastical tyranny, the secularist went on to institute a revolt against God himself, sometimes tacitly, and sometimes openly. To the secularistic revolt you owe the amazing creativity of American industrialism and the unprecedented material progress of Western civilization. And because the secularistic revolt went too far and lost sight of God and true religion, there also followed the unlooked-for harvest of world wars and international unsettledness. It is not necessary to sacrifice faith in God in order to enjoy the blessings of the modern secularistic revolt, tolerance, social service, democratic government, and civil liberties. It was not necessary for the secularists to antagonize true religion in order to promote science and to advance education. But secularism is not the sole parent of all these recent gains in the enlargement of living. Behind the gains of the 20th century are not only science and secularism, but also the unrecognized and unacknowledged spiritual workings of the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. Without God, without religion, scientific secularism can never coordinate its forces, harmonize its divergent and rivalrous interests, races, and nationalisms. This secularistic human society, notwithstanding its unparalleled materialistic achievement, is slowly disintegrating. The chief cohesive force resisting this disintegration of antagonism is nationalism, and nationalism is the chief barrier to world peace. The inherent weakness of secularism is that it discards ethics and religion for politics and power. You simply cannot establish the brotherhood of men while ignoring or denying the fatherhood of God. Secular social and political optimism is an illusion. Without God, neither freedom and liberty, nor property and wealth will lead to peace. The complete secularization of science, education, industry, and society can lead only to disaster. During the first third of the 20th century, Urantians killed more human beings than were killed during the whole of the Christian dispensation up to that time. And this is only the beginning of the dire harvest of materialism and secularism. Still more terrible destruction is yet to come.